Cheryl Eagle came to the meeting Friday to make sure task force members address how meth and human trafficking might affect Montana's high rate of missing Indigenous people.
My brother was murdered 4 years ago in Butte, Montana. He was stabbed to death 7 times, and I believe it was over meth.
Eagle, a Blackfeet tribal member, says meth helps explain why Indigenous people go missing at rates that outpace their share of the state population. She was one of about 15 people who came to see the task force deliberate, including Melinda Limberhand, Hannah Harris's mom, and 2 officers with the police force at Montana State University Billings. The task force was created last legislative session to help address jurisdictional barriers and commission a missing persons database for cases on Montana reservations. On Friday, the task force discussed what kind of data to collect and who should be able to access it. They agreed they want law enforcement throughout the state to be notified when new entries are added. Local law enforcement wasn't required to attend Friday's meeting, but Eagle says,
shouldn't they be here? Yeah, it's not a requirement for law enforcement to attend this. And really, it should be.
Northern Cheyenne President Rina Lena Whiteman Pena has her own frustrations with law enforcement. She says she recently went to the march for Kay Sarah Stops Pretty Places, an Indigenous girl whose body was found last month shortly after her 18th birthday. This is how Pena felt when she saw the hardened backyard she was found in.
That really made me angry.
She says the yard was close to the street and behind an inhabited house. It took 5 days for police to find Stops Pretty Places after her family says she disappeared. Pena says she hopes in the future law enforcement will take cases of missing Native Americans more seriously. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.